Spirits. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. to give you tools and hopefully inspire you to live a better life, to discover and live from your highest self, your true self, and to find the peace and the joy that I know lives inside of you. WAIF, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airways to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its board of trustees, staff, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. Thank you so much for tuning in today for Inner Divinity, right here on 88.3 FM. Every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a metaphysical minister, teacher, and author with a master's in holistic psychology. And my co-host is the ever-vibrant sage woman, an ordained intuitive and shamanic priestess. Our goal each week is to give you tools that will help you live a happier and healthier life. If you want to feel more love or peace or joy in your life, or you want to help create it in the world, and you want a little inspiration to keep you focused on that journey, well, then you're in the right place. Our show, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m., is called Inner Divinity, and we focus here on spirituality rather than religion, because in spirit, we are all one. Whatever spiritual beliefs work for you that help you feel connected to the power that runs the universe, that gives each of us life eternal, and that lives inside each and every one of our hearts, well, we celebrate that divine spirit by whatever name it's called. We are both committed to knowing the eternal spirit of life itself and sharing with you how it can heal our bodies, our minds, our spirits. Spiritual growth is our passion here. We know that each person is a divinely created being with God-given free will and the potential power to rise up out of any pain or suffering. We know that because we've both done it, and we've watched countless others do it as well. All we ever really need to do to relieve suffering is to discover, to accept, and then release whatever it is that has blocked our conscious connection with that divine source of all life. You can call that God, Great Spirit, Goddess, Universal Spirit, or simply a higher power. In my experience, it doesn't matter what we call it, but it does matter greatly that we call on it. Because what blocks us is often unconscious, that is, below our current level of awareness, we need a power that is bigger than ourselves to begin releasing whatever those blocks are and to begin embracing our God-given birthright to feel whole, to feel happy, and to be at peace inside of ourselves. Both Sage and I have come up from those depths of despair and addiction and self-loathing. So we know it can be done, and we hope that you join us here every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org to discover how you can raise yourself up and live the life you've longed to live. Feeling connected with our divine source, with divine power, and taking action from the deep, unconditional love that it offers, that lives right inside of us, that can and does heal every type of suffering. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We hope that you and all of your friends join us every week and discover that divine spirit alive and well inside of you. I know it's in you because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, each of us carries that divine spark of life along with the power and the love that it holds right inside of us. And because of that inner divinity, we can make a choice. We can discover the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering that we've been participating in. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of. The stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that, living right inside of us. So we begin that journey each week on this show with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true and holy. There is also a Facebook page for this show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we'd love to hear from you on that page. Tell us what you'd like to hear on the show. Send us your favorite music, and most importantly, tell us your story of growth and if you'd like to share it on the radio. We thank you so much for joining us every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m., and we hope you stay tuned today as we explore practical ways to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
Everybody's got a hunger, no matter where they are. Everybody clings to their own fear. Everybody hides some scar. Precious make me safe in these chains, precious babe. Oh, 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 oh. Art thou in the darkness, minded not, for if thou dost, it will feed thee more. But stand still and act not, and wait in patience, till light arises out of darkness and leads thee. Art thou in the darkness, minded not, for if thou dost, it will feed thee more. But stand still and act not, and wait in patience, till light arises out of darkness and leads thee. Truth is one and the same always, though ages and generations pass away, and one generation goes and another comes, yet the word and power and spirit of the living God endures forever and is the same and never changes. Truth is one and the same always, though ages and generations pass away, and one generation goes and another comes, yet the word and power and spirit of the living God endures forever and is the same and never changes.
Hello, all you beautiful spirits. That was Paulette Meyer singing Truth is One from her Timeless Quaker Wisdom CD. And also, Art Thou in Darkness? I just love how the solution to darkness is to look for the light. You know, it's always there. And we started off that set with Melissa Etheridge doing Precious Pain, because, you know, we all have plenty of pain, and most of us hold on to it until we're ready and willing and have the courage, actually, to let it go. And that's what we're doing here every week on Inner Divinity. We are learning how to let the pain go and open to the light. So if you're just joining us, you are listening to Inner Divinity on WAIF 88.3 FM in Cincinnati. And we're also live streaming at WAIF883.org. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and I am your host here every week with my lovely co-host, Sage Woman. We're here from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern on Wednesdays, sharing with you all the countless ways that there are to live happier and healthier lives. We focus here on empowering that highest self. We're not a religious show, but we very much are a spiritual show. And so we're just really, really happy that you joined us today. And we hope you get a lot out of the show. I'm going to do a little something a little different today than I normally do. I am going to play some incredible music, because music uplifts our spirits, and music certainly has kept me going in times when I didn't know what was going to keep me going, you know? So we are going to play some really beautiful music, and I hope you listen and enjoy it, and I will keep checking in with you and telling you what the music is So you can get that for yourself if you would like. And I'll see you back here in a few moments. Enjoy.
You're a dream. Brought you here. Where will they take you tomorrow? You believed in spite of stayed strong, had faith and followed. No, nothing can hold you back from your truth. Now it's up to you and only you.
What you gonna do?
Where you gonna go?
Where you gonna go?
Yes, indeed, your dreams brought you here. Who are you going to choose to be? I love that song. That's by Here to Here. That group was often called Consciousness That Rocks. And those guys are no longer together, but I just love their music. There are a number of songs on that album that they did with Your Dreams on it, and we may hear another one of those in a moment. Just want to let you know, if you're just tuning in, that you are listening to 88.3 FM on your dial, WAIF, also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and either me or my co-host Sage, one or the other of us, are here with you every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. The show is Inner Divinity, and we give you lots of tools on this show for tapping into that inner divinity of your own, for recognizing that divine spark of life that lives inside of each and every one of us. And today we're doing that through music. So I hope you enjoy it. Here's another tune for you, and I will be back in a moment.
Everything is God, you know.
glad you know.
Everything is God, you know. That was Jody Salon from her Spirit Speak to Me CD. Beautiful woman, beautiful song. Because, you know, everything really is God. I wrote a blog recently that says that everything that's happening in the universe is happening to my benefit. And you can find that on my website if you're interested in reading that. Because what I do is I show through experience and through physics even that everything in the universe is happening to my benefit. It's happening to your benefit. And that couldn't be true if everything wasn't God. But you don't have to even believe in God to know that that's true. You just have to look at how the universe works, how nature works. It's all in perfect working order. That's what I call love. I call that God. I call that life itself. So I hope that you enjoyed that song. If you're just joining us, you are listening to 88.3 FM on your dial. We are also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a metaphysical minister and do holistic coaching and counseling with people, and have done that for many years. And I do this show for the same reason that I do the work that I do, because it matters to me that each and every one of us feel as good as we can feel, that each and every one of us find as much love and peace in ourselves so that we can create it in our world. Because every moment that you spend inspired or enlightened or feeling joyful or grateful, it uplifts the world that I live in. And so I really appreciate everyone who does their own inner growth. I really appreciate that. And I do this show to help that process in every way that I can. So as I said before, we are listening to some incredible music today. So I will get back to that, and I hope you enjoy it, and I'll see you back in a moment.
Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside.
When I think about the great Dr. King, the man that he was, his vision and dream. When I think about what he saw for the future, how we never lost hope that we'd all come together. I wonder if he could ever have imagined that progress would stall and we'd lose our ambition. I wonder if he thought that by 2009 we'd still have solutions we're trying to find. Do you think he dreamt of the crime on the streets or the battle among races there still seems to be? Do you think his vision involved guns and war, or is there a chance? You know he wanted more peace, more change, and more unity, more love between humans, more ways to be free. Today is a day we can breathe a new life, give hope to a vision that wants a great light. So listen to me, and pay close attention, cause today I'm proposing a new resurrection, yeah.
I have a dream.
Something that says the way that things are. What if no one had marched in the street and instead of fighting on, accepted defeat? What if we all became passive bystanders, hoping for change but unwilling to bother with being the ones who may face ridicule, or even worse yet, being seen as a fool? How will our children know what to stand for if all that we offer is anger and war? How are we honoring Gandhi and King if we can't find a way to fulfill both their dreams? Take someone willing to stand and be heard, to cling to their dreams and not be deterred. There is no time, it's better than now, to stand up today and show we know how, to dust off those dreams and fulfill their direction as we all take part in this great resurrection, yeah.
I have a dream today.
Yeah.
dreams too. Maybe they're dreams I didn't pursue. Or maybe they're dreams that never saw light, but have lived in my heart through each day and night. And maybe, just maybe, you too have had a dream, just like the one that was held by Dr. King. See, I believe in the power of our dreams and the need to fulfill them to bring us to freedom. But I don't believe it's ever room for hate, and I don't believe it's ever too late, and I don't believe that races should divide, but I do believe that we can all unite and make the impossible a possibility and really give meaning to the word unity. So open up your dream and let's lift it up. We'll give a new life and fill it with love as we all take part in the great jubilation of raising our dreams in this resurrection, y'all.
If you have a dream, you want to sing.
Dr. King had a dream too.
Welcome back, all you beautiful spirits. Oh my goodness, that song really inspires me. Isn't that what we all really want? To be free. To be free of our guilt and our shame and our suffering. And to have our own personal resurrection. Oh, I love that song. That was Kim Ballou and True, which stands for The Revolution's Underway. Kim is a Cincinnati artist, a conscious rapper. And that was from her first CD, and she's working on another one, and it's probably going to be just as amazing as that one. So it's time for a resurrection, y'all. What does that mean? Well, you know, to me that means it's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to recognize that we have this divine spark of life inside of us, and it's always there, it's always present. And when we know that, then it doesn't matter what we are feeling or thinking, because we can always surrender that thought or that feeling into that higher reality that lives inside of us. And every time I hear that song, I love it that she references Dr. King and Gandhi, because they were both very spiritual beings who knew that love is what rules the universe. Love is what has power. And we think sometimes that, you know, if we hold a grudge, then we're going to make somebody do something. But really, if we're holding a grudge, we're just hurting ourselves. So self-love and self-forgiveness and the willingness to forgive others is really so important, because when we feel that acceptance inside of us, which is another name for love, acceptance of what is and the willingness to love ourselves, we can feel love for other people, and we can feel not only their love for us, but we can feel the whole universe's love for us. You can call that God if you would like. I certainly do. That love of God is what gives us life. It's what we use to wake up if we want to. And so I'm just going to keep playing incredible music so that you can remember that in a different part of your brain than if we were just talking. If you're just joining us, you're listening to 88.3 FM in Cincinnati and live streaming online at WAIF883.org. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and I am here with you every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern with the show Inner Divinity. And when I'm not here, my lovely co-host, Sage Woman, is here, bringing you everything that we know that can help uplift and heal and inspire you to be who you want to be and live the life you want to live. It's possible. We have to know that and have faith, and we can do it. And that's what we're here doing. So here's another tune for you, and I will see you back here in a moment. Enjoy.
Slide, you might stumble and fall by the roadside. each other. That's what love is for. Don't you let
nobody drag your spirit down.
Tie your spirit
let
down.
Let nobody drag your spirit down.
Walk on up to heaven. Don't let nobody tie
let
your spirit
nobody
down.
We are the ones we've been waiting.
are the ones that we've been waiting for. That, of course, was Sweet Honey in the Rock. Oh, amazing song. And before that, we heard from Linda Tillery and the Cultural Heritage singing, Don't You Ever Let Nobody Drag Your Spirit Down. And that's the truth. We have to take responsibility for keeping our spirits up and together, because that's our job, to do that for ourselves. If you just happen to be joining us, you are listening to the show Inner Divinity. We are here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern on 88.3 FM in Cincinnati, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. We are a show focused on spirituality, not on religion, and we offer ways every single week that you can live a happier, healthier life. And we have covered every topic imaginable over the last couple of years. And if you'd like to listen to any of those shows, you can do so by going to my website, which is my name, louisadyer.com. And all the radio shows are archived on that site. And so if there's anything you're wanting to know more about in terms of your own health or your own sanity, how to take better care of yourself, either mentally or physically or emotionally or spiritually, you can probably find a topic on that site in those archived shows that will help you do that. So I invite you to go there and listen. There's also a free guided meditation on that same website, louisadyer.com, that you can download, and it is designed to help you get grounded, get centered, so that you can get in touch with that inner divinity that lives inside of you. I call that your higher self, and so it's called a higher self-guided meditation. It's about 10 minutes. I've heard from people all over the world that it's really beneficial for them to use that every day as a way to get more present within themselves, and then they can hear that loving, compassionate, wise, divine part of themselves. You have that in you, I know for a fact. Otherwise, you would not be breathing. Because when that spirit leaves the body, then the body is what we call dead. So as long as you're breathing, that spirit is still alive and well in you. And all the power in the universe is in that spirit. And every spiritual teacher throughout time tells us that with a little bit of faith and clarity and will, we can access that for any kind of healing that we want. And so that's why we do this show every week, so that we can remember that there are thousands of ways to do that. I hope you've been enjoying the music today. I certainly have. We're going to play you another tune here, and I'll be back in a moment. Enjoy.
Yeah.
within, from wherever you may stand, from whichever point on earth, the spirit in your hands is a moment's giving birth to infinite possibilities, to love and serve mankind, your brother and your sister. We're all the same inside. Of our mountains, we each have our paths. We speak in the same language when we cry, when we laugh. Our children, they each deserve a chance to blossom into flowers, reach towards the sun and dance. Every breath's an invitation to either love or fear. As Gandhi said, there is
another tune by Here to Hear. Walk with me. Notice that spirit inside of you. Notice it inside of your sister, your brother, your neighbor, your friend, your lover. And walk with me in that spirit. Isn't that beautiful? I love that song. We are just about out of time here today. It's amazing how fast an hour goes. You're listening to Inner Divinity, and we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and you can find all the shows that we've done over the past few years on my website, louisadyer.com. They are archived there, and we will be back here with you next Wednesday, so we hope you join us. Next up after our show is Disco World with Disco Dave, so hope you stick around for that. That's always a lot of fun. I wanted to let you know that that was Walk With Me, the song we just heard by Here to Hear, and before that we heard Kumbaya by Faith Rivera. which Kumbaya is a translation for the word peace. And that's really what I want, all the thousands of people I've worked with over the years, what they really want inside of themselves is peace. They want that. And so I play that song, and I always think of that, and we can have it. We're going to close out with another song by Faith Rivera, God Is, because I think this song describes better than any else that God is everywhere we are. All we have to do is notice. See you back next week. Enjoy.
Where I am, God is. Where I stand, God is standing strong. Where I breathe, God is breathing life in and out and through me. As me, where I sing, God is. Where I dance, joy lifts my feet. Where I live, beauty's flowing free. God is the faith in me. Where I cry, God is the comfort there. Where I seek, God is the answer. Here and now, forever and ever and ever. Oh.